It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. More than a million honeybee colonies have died across the U.S. in recent years, and colony die-offs, they continue.
When those disasters strike, U.S. Department of Agriculture researchers step in, but the nation's premier federal bee research lab is slated to close.
And as Harvest Public Media's Macy Byers reports, that could have a big impact on the honeybee industry, including in Wisconsin.
It's a sunny March day in Omaha, Nebraska. In a community garden surrounded by historic downtown buildings, beekeeper Mark Welsh is taking advantage of the nice weather and checking on his honeybee hives.
There's nothing much more relaxing than sitting next to a beehive in the spring, especially, and watching them bring in different colored pollens. You know, you've got red, yellow, brown, blue.
Though Welsh enjoys tending to his bees, last year wasn't so relaxing.
I had 12 hives going into the winter. I lost 9 of them and had 3 left.
Welsh's situation was not unusual. About 1.6 million colonies died across the U.S. in the winter of 2024, affecting everyone from commercial beekeepers to backyard honey producers. Project Apis M, a bee research nonprofit, also found many beekeepers lost 60 to 80% of their colonies. In times of crisis, beekeepers usually turn to the Beltsville Agricultural Research Center in Maryland. Researchers there have been studying bees since the 1930s.
Normally, the USDA is one of our biggest advocates in our industry.
That's Danielle Downey, Project Apis M's executive director.
That's where we would hear from leadership about how bees are doing, and if there was a crisis, it would be the USDA that really is a big voice about raising awareness and trying to get support for our agriculture.
But she says last year, communication with the USDA, including researchers, was sparse. Communication requests went unanswered, and research findings were not widely shared. Jeff Pettis was a honeybee researcher at the Beltsville facility for 20 years, and he led the bee lab for nearly half that time.
It basically was the crown jewel of all the agricultural research of USDA. Everyone's like, oh, you're lucky you're working in Beltsville. I mean, we were the flagship.
Over the years, Pettis says Beltsville's bee lab has helped tamp down risk in beekeeping with products and research solutions. But last July, the USDA announced it would close the entire facility. Pettis says the announcement couldn't come at a worse time.
Right now, we're worried as much about the bees as we are about the beekeepers. Beekeepers having it to be a viable option to keep bees. And we need them. We need them for apples. We need them for almonds. We need them for clover pollination, all kinds of things.
Though no timeline of the closure has been released, USDA staff will be relocated to other labs. And Pettis says experienced researchers could walk away. In a statement to Harvest Public Media, a USDA spokesperson said the proposed closure saves taxpayer dollars, consolidates resources, and, quote, allows USDA to deliver on its mission to the American people. With the uncertain fate of federal bee research, universities are the next line of defense for disease response and research. Garrett Slater is a honeybee researcher at Texas A&M, which will soon open a disease testing lab funded by the state.
I think at this point, with the federal government being in limbo, that maybe it does come down to the state level and that we need to kind of develop things in a different way than we've always done it.
Slater has also worked as a USDA bee researcher and says the Beltsville facility is a key disaster response hub. But state or regional testing, he says, may be the next best option if its bee lab is dissolved. Back in Omaha, beekeeper Mark Welsh is gearing up for another busy season. In the summer, he spends up to 6 hours a day caring for his hives.
Put it this way, my wife considers herself a bee widow in the summertime. That gives you any idea how long I'm gone.
Testing for mites, feeding the bees, and harvesting honey is a lot of work. But for Welsh, it's worth it. And despite the setbacks, he and his bees aren't giving up. I'm Macy Byers, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WPR.